This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now a feature story about how a consumer product starts in a subculture and gets filtered into the wider culture. A brand of sparkling water from Mexico has become big in Texas and is moving this way. Caroline Covington from KUT's Texas Standard reports on how a new water becomes a thing.
On a hot evening in Austin, bar manager Mark Yan is stocking up on Topo Chico. He says the Mexican sparkling water is one of his most popular non-alcoholic beverages.
I enjoy it because it has a stronger, it's more bubbly.
The brand is over 120 years old and has been in the U.S. since the 80s. But fandom didn't start until just a few years ago. David De La Garza is with Topo Chico. He says that was no accident.
It's something that has been in the works for over 30 years now.
So how did Topo Chico do it? First, it went from selling primarily in Hispanic stores to tapping into the mainstream market starting in 2012. And the company is reporting double-digit growth in sales volume over the past year. Then Topo Chico used social media to tell the brand's story, which is based on the legend of a sick Aztec princess who was healed by water from a hidden spring outside modern-day Monterrey, Mexico. The brand's been bottling water from the spring since 1895. Sharon Skimbry, a marketing expert at the University of Texas, Rio Grande Valley, says the company could do even more to tell that story.
The little princess picture that they have on the front of their label, I think that can be enhanced.
Overall, though, she says the strategy is working. Finally, Topo Chico sponsors trendy events like Austin City Limits and Lollapalooza. De La Garza says the goal is to broaden the brand's reach while keeping its core Hispanic consumers.
So within 5 years, we want to be one of the best two imported mineral waters brands with the highest market share.
But that could be a challenge. Bill Schmitz, an analyst at Deutsche Bank, says Topo Chico is up against big players like Perrier, San Pellegrino, and LaCroix.
I think it'd be really hard to try to unseat those guys, just given how entrenched those brands are.
But so far, this water from south of the Rio Grande has certainly made an impression on Texas. In Austin, I'm Caroline Covington for Marketplace.